AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As he fights to gain Senate confirmation as leader of the Pentagon, Pete Hegseth is getting high-level support.
I fully support Pete. I think Pete's going to get confirmed, and we are completely behind him.
That's Vice President-elect J.D. Vance. President-elect Donald Trump is also backing Hegseth.
All I'm asking is that people actually allow the Senate process to work. We do not determine important government officials based on anonymous sourcing from the American media. We determine who our officials are through the nomination process, the advice and consent process of the United States Senate. That's how it should happen, and that's how the president's nominees are going to work through this process.
Pete Hegseth is facing questions over allegations of excessive drinking, sexual assault, and his views on women in combat. The Labor Department says job growth rebounded last month after lower numbers in October because of hurricanes and workers' strikes. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, says his country doesn't want war with the U.S., but will use all means to defend its interest. He talked to Tucker Carlson about weapons fired into his country from Ukraine.
It will also mean that they are operated by American experts, military experts. And we will be taking this as a qualitatively new phase of the Western war against Russia. And we'll react accordingly.
Thousands of people evacuated from the central Syrian city of Homs, the country's third largest, as insurgents seized two towns on the outskirts. Surveillance footage is providing more clues about the gunman who shot and killed the leader of the largest U.S. healthcare insurer, United Healthcare. Brian Thompson was killed Wednesday as he walked from his Midtown hotel to the company's annual investor conference across the street. The suspect is still at large. This is AP News. The parents of a 14-year-old Missouri boy who fell to his death from an amusement park ride in Florida won a $310 million verdict.
A jury in Orlando, Florida has awarded $155 million each to the parents of Tyree Sampson. Sampson, who was 6'2" and nearly 400 pounds, fell 70 feet to the ground from Icon Park's Orlando Freefall ride in 2022 after a safety harness was too small to fit him and didn't lock properly. His parents sued Funtime, the Austrian company that manufactured the ride. They also reached a settlement with Icon Park for the death of the 14-year-old school football player. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Six people died after a pickup truck traveling the wrong way on a Mississippi highway collided with a car early this morning. It happened on Interstate 55 in Jackson, Mississippi. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.